Mist at Dawn over Borobudur Valley, written February 12, 2011. The path was slippery, unmarked. Up we struggled through an unseen forest, invisible, yet in our imaginations, tangled and impenetrable. The air was cool, and the unseen choruses of earlier night hushed, hushed save for one final uncertain bird. We followed the one faint bobbing light ahead, trying hard to remember what it revealed, before the darkness closed in anew over the path, and we stepped forward by memory and trust. The forest was silent, vast, and perceived in the dark by imagination. At the top, we looked out over the formless valley, marked as by linear galaxies, by streetlights in the town below. Was Earth like this, long years ago, as it rose out of mist under first day's light? The forest took shape, yet had no shape, being obscured by distance. Hills rose out of the seas of mist, silent and timeless. One by one, the streetlights were put out, and the valley was swallowed by the rising mist. The nearby forest, free from mist, revealed itself under the new gray light of dawn. Up the slope rose the trees, anchored into the soil below and silence above. The mist claimed everything, gave it up briefly, and rose up again. Was Earth once like this, silent and undefiled? What walked the silent green ways among those untouched trees? Imagination formed a tiger to run across a clearing and disappear among the leaves. There were no tigers. I wanted to say, cry out your dominion over the forest. Let your voice reach to the furthest hill, to every path beneath the branches. For a little while longer, the silence remained. Now, all the streetlights were out, and for a hallowed moment, the earth was silent and void, as on the first day. The distant temple rested in a seascape of mist and protruding hilltops. Brief and hallowed was the moment before people rose to claim the day.